Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we have music from pianist Randy Weston, Patricia Barber, some excellent music from Mike Stern, newcomer vocalist Charmin Michel, Francesco Acquabella, and a whole lot more. So strap yourselves in for 2 hours of great jazz. This is In Transition. We're going to start off this afternoon with some music from the New York Jazz Quartet, and this is something from their album Blues for Sarka. It's a composition written by Roland Hanna entitled Rodney Round Robin.
Thank you.
That was music from the New York Jazz Quartet, and we just heard something called Rodney Round Robin, a song written by pianist Roland Hanna. Naturally, Roland is featured in this band on piano, George Mraz on bass, Grady Tate on drums, and on flute and tenor sax, the legendary Frank West. And this recording was made in 1976 and released on the Inner City label. One of the great bassists on the Canadian jazz scene today is Dave Young. Here's a lovely version of Lost in the Stars. Thank you. That was music from South African pianist Randy Weston and a beautiful version of Lotus Blossom, and that's taken from his album Marrakesh in the Cool of the Evening. One of the great singers coming out of Chicago is Patricia Barber, and I remember a few years ago Ottawa photographer John Fowler mentioned that he was familiar with Barber's music, and I'd like to play for you something that she recorded live in Europe last year. This is called Duo Company.
For company, I like lots of MTV. Stylish imagery, advice connect and contrive to take me far away from me. I like a cell phone conversation short enough to slip in the cracks of the call waiting generation. I like a foreign film or two, if that's what everyone else likes to do for company. For company in the 21st century, I go to the club, talk through the show. I'm so hip, there's nothing about jazz that I don't know. I read the critics' evaluation short enough to mirror the copy of expensive public relations. I like a loud and noisy tune if that's what everyone else thinks is cool for company. French philosophy, deconstructive obscurity, formalized, canonized, and dignified by the university. I like a trendy indecision, weightless enough to forget the forgetting of which nothing bears repetition. I like an expensive aperitif, if that's what everyone else thinks is neat for company. Thank you.
Touchstone community, digitized, expedited, and systematized for fiber optic fraternity. I like a faceless congregation, plastic enough to remove the discomfort of intimate association. I like an ethnic look and feel, if that's what everyone else thinks is real for company.
You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. That was music from guitarist Mike Stern from his excellent CD entitled Voices, and we heard what might have been. Mike Stern has been on the jazz scene for quite a number of years, and I remember seeing him back in the mid-80s when he was playing with Miles Davis's band. He appeared at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, and after leaving Miles Davis, he went on to make some excellent solo recordings and also collaboration work as well. You're listening to CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to be featuring now some music from a brilliant vocalist from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Her name is Charmin Michel, and we're going to listen to something from her brand new album. It's entitled Hot, and this is her version of What a Little Moonlight Can Do.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do for you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words. What a little moonlight can do. Will not utter the words I love you.
pregunté a mi nena, ¿qué es lo que tú vas a hacer?
¿Quién eres tú?
Music from hot percussionist Francesco Acquabella and something entitled Quien Eres Tú. Before that, we heard Charmin Michel from her excellent new CD entitled Hot and her version of What a Little Moonlight Can Do. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Here's an interesting recording. It's called Between or Beyond the Iron Curtain. And it's an album that features music that was recorded behind the Iron Curtain during the 1970s. We're going to listen to something called Gustav Brom Bounty. And then after that, we're going to listen to music from Earl Harvin's trio and something entitled Mr. Natural.
Bye. Thank you.
was music from the Earl Harvin Trio with a composition called Mr. Natural. From his album, simply entitled Trio Quartet, the serial number is BB002. This is a band from Texas, and it features Earl Harvin Jr. on drums, Dave Palmer on piano, Fred Hamilton on bass, and Shelley Paul Carroll on tenor and soprano sax. We're going to go back to the year 1965 and listen to some vintage Miles Davis. These are considered by many to be the finest, or among the finest, recordings that Miles Davis ever made, and certainly one of the finest bands that he ever led. This is from a recording made, actually was during his first set, December 22nd, 1965, live at the Plug Nickel in Chicago, and featuring Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, and of course the great Miles Davis on trumpet. Here's I Fall in Love Too Easily.
Thank you.
for the finest in community radio. This is CHUO FM 89.1 on your FM dial. That was music from the University of Toronto 10 o'clock big band and their version of In the Wee Small Hours. And that's from their CD entitled Off the Cuff. Before that, Miles Davis from 1965, live at the Plug Nickel in Chicago, and his version of I Fall in Love Too Easily. Just as 2001 was drawing to a close, the jazz world was saddened once again by the loss of pianist Ralph Sutton. I'm going to play for you a recording that he made at the Café de Copain in Toronto, February the 8th, 1985. It's a song written by Irving Berlin entitled Russian Lullaby.
Thank you.
That was Dave Liebman from 1974, recorded at the Record Plant in New York City, in a composition called Oasis, featuring vocalist Alina Steinberg. And before that, we heard Ralph Sutton from the Café des Copains in Toronto and his version of Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby. Ralph Sutton passing away recently, just as 2000 was drawing to a close. Here's music from sax man Jerry Niewood. And this is from an album that he recorded way back in 1975. The album's entitled Slow Hot Wind. And this is quite a blistering version of Witchcraft.
Thank you.
You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM.
Yeah!
of the most underrated musicians to ever record for the Blue Note label. That was tenor sax great Hank Mobley from an album called The Best of Hank Mobley. And we heard something entitled Funk in a Deep Freeze. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Boy, talk about a supergroup. Here's guitarist Bill Frisell with Dave Holland on bass and Elvin Jones on drums and their version of Moon River. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and we just heard some music from Vibes player James Walker from his album Standards Plus and What's Your Point? And before that, Bill Frisell with Dave Holland and Elvin Jones and Moon River. I'll be back next week with more great jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, Oswin Lowe with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.